This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Mm-hmm.
presents Play Ball.
Here's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, a late good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Clouds have filtered in. Fort Loramie escaped the brief afternoon rain. It hit Cincinnati pretty hard, but it was light north of Hamilton County. The line was real thin north of Dayton. We've got a window here of 3-4 hours to get this game in. It should happen. Newton at Fort Loramie, the second seed Fort Loramie in the Super Sectional in the Southwest District of D4. Newton, seed number 3. Rushi, by the way, seed 1. Bradford, seed number 4. 19-2 for Newton by way of record, and the Indians have lost just once in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie 18-4 on the year, and the Redskins have been beaten twice in the Shelby County Athletic League and have a date coming up on Thursday with Rushi. Rhett Kofer on the mound for Newton. Sammy Gubo, a sophomore, on the bump for Fort Loramie. The two starting pitchers here today often throw in non-league games. They're both pushing 20 innings on the year, each with an ERA of right around 3.6 or so. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. It's Fort Loramie and Newton High School Baseball tonight. Come.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, inquire at Wygant about the new subdivision being developed. It's Lakeside. It's in Fort Loramie. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster for more information. The Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie being developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Wind is blowing. You can hear it through our headset. It is straight into the press box out of the southwest, in from center left center field here at Fort Loramie, and you'll hear the rustling of the wind in our headset all evening long. That is for sure. It's not expected to die down. Hopefully it does not blow up a storm or two. Schaefer Oil Company and Schaefer Propane Company, two new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil provides gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. And Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane proudly supporting high school sports and academics at our area schools. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane enjoy being a part of scoresbroadcast.com. 9109 State Route 66, Schaefer Propane and Schaefer Oil, now in generation number 4. How about that? Two head coaches here in this game tonight pitched in college baseball. Jeff Sanders at UD and Jordan Kopp for Newton at Thomas More. A Wright State graduate in advance of playing at Thomas More was Coach Kopp at Newton, who began at 2017 for the Newton Indians, and Coach Sanders 2018 at Fort Loramie when the Redskins won the state championship in Division 4. Newton's had some mighty good teams, averaging 19 to 20 wins a year under Coach Kopp since 2017, and Fort Loramie's been mighty strong every campaign as well. Good contest here tonight, Chuck. Would have hoped maybe for the tournament draw to be a week later. Had it been, you would have had Newton, Fort Loramie playing here to determine the second and third seeds. As it turned out, the draw happened before this game, and Fort Loramie a 2 seed, Newton a 3.
Yeah, I mean, they have to have the seed early. They have to have the draw. So, you know, it's still going to be a heck of a baseball game. These are two teams that could meet again down the road. So, you know, they want to get in there. Neither one throwing the top of their pitching because it's a non-league game. But still, these pitchers at this point in the season have got a lot of time out on the mound, and they should be okay.
You know, I've been wondering for a few years now, with the Zoom availability and all of the technology, why don't we have the seed right before the tournament starts, enabling coaches to take into consideration as many games as possible. I do like the fact that the coach is not the computer. We're responsible for the seeding. That's a good thing. I think the computer is too much on wins and losses and not enough on who's hot and who's not in May.
And who you've played. Exactly.
Yep. But Newton will play the winner of the Yellow Springs-Botkins game on Wednesday, May 15th. Newton plays the Yellow Springs-Botkins winner. Newton took a bye in round one. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins took a bye as well and play the winner of Jackson Center and Catholic Central on Wednesday, May 15th. So both Fort Loramie and Newton have byes in the opening round, and Newton will take on the Yellow Springs-Botkins winner. Fort Loramie meets the Jackson Center Catholic Central winner. Both tournament starts for Newton and Fort Loramie on the 15th of May.
And they play at the home field of the higher seed, is that correct?
Yes.
The first two rounds.
And the sectional final, I believe, is at a neutral site.
Okay.
Of course, the district is as well. Let's take a look at tentative starting lineups. First, for the visiting Newton Indians, the pitcher Rhett Kofer leads off. Cole Alexander, shortstop, bats second. Austin Tippy hits third. He DHs for third baseman Bronson Van Kulen. The catcher Will Bowser is in the cleanup spot. Brady Downing bats fifth. Ty Schauer, center fielder, sixth. Brady Wackler, left fielder, seventh. Ridge Gray in right field batting eighth. And Carson resides, the second baseman, hits in the ninth spot, spelled R-E-S-I-D-E-S, pronounced resides. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Maverick Grudich, the number one pitcher on this hurling staff, is at shortstop. He leads off for Fort Loramie tonight. Roger Hoying at third base batting second. Thomas Hoying in left field third. Levi Gebhardt center field batting fourth. Sammy Gubo, who is on the mound, the sophomore, pitches tonight for Fort Loramie. He bats in the 5 hole. The DH is Dylan Meyer batting sixth for right fielder Aiden Bolin. Batting seventh, Lucas Brandewey, the second baseman. Gabe Hart, the first baseman, bats eighth. Will Hoying, the catcher, in the ninth spot. Again, clouds have filtered in, wind blowing in strongly from center, left center. It's out of the southwest. Do have a window of a couple or 3 hours in which to play this game here tonight between Fort Loramie and Newton, two clubs with outstanding records. Fort Loramie has been ranked in the top 10 most all season long. Newton in the top 10 as well. They bounce back and forth between the 5th and 10th spots. Rushi a couple weeks ago just outside the top 10, now back in it. We'll return with more. Pre-game follows when we return. It's Fort Loramie entertaining Newton High School Baseball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back once again here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, wind blowing in. Don't expect a home run to be hit tonight. Maybe not even a gapper, because it is strong from the southwest, a good 20 miles per hour sometimes, gusting even more. Two very good hitting clubs. We'll take the diamond here in just a few minutes. For Newton, leading hitter is Austin Tippy at 387, Cole Alexander at 368, Will Bowser 327, Brady Downing at 323, and Rhett Kofer, who pitches and leads off, is batting at 302. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Roger Hoying is at 385 on the year. Dylan Meyer, in fewer at bats, is right at 400 or just under. Thomas Hoying at 378. Maverick Grudich, who leads off, is at 333. Lucas Brandewey at 379. Both head coaches have remarked here that neither one of the clubs began the year hitting really well, each team coming on at the plate. And as the weather warms, the bats get better, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you hit a baseball when it's cold out, it stings. And you think about it, whether you like to say that or not. So as things warm up, yep, the ball goes better, and the hands don't hurt as much.
As we've noted, two non-conference game pitchers going at it here tonight. Rhett Kofer for Newton, sophomore Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie. Both pitchers right around 20 innings on the year, each with an ERA of about 3.6. We do expect some runs to be scored. 37 wins between these two teams, Chuck. That's a lot of victories.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I did a little research on Newton because I knew we were covering them today. They've had a terrific baseball season. This is going to be a fun game.
Newton did lose to Bradford, which is 6-3 in the league. Newton is 8-1, tied with Dixie for the top spot. That's in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Arcanum, technically third, 8-2. Then Bradford fourth at 6-3. Might note that in games played just yesterday, Newton nipped Tri-Village by a score of 1-0. Bradford beat Ansonia 6-4 in the WOAC. Dixie down to Milton Union 5-4. Preble Shawnee beat Tri-County North 8-3. Fort Recovery out of the MAC shut out Arcanum 2-0, and Versailles edged a very good Franklin Monroe team by a score of 1-0. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins are playing some pretty good baseball, having won, Chuck, over Midwest Athletic Conference opponents, Marion Local and St. Henry, beating the Redskins 3-2 and the Flyers 2-1. Did lose to Coldwater by a score of 6-5 on Saturday. That was the completion of a rain-interrupted game. Fort Loramie was down when it was restarted, 4-1, I think, came back, got it tied, and Coldwater won it by a run, 6-5. On Saturday, Fort Loramie beat Houston 2-1 here, and then last night went to Houston and beat the Wildcats by a score of 5-0. The bottom half of the Shelby County Athletic League has gotten stronger as this season has progressed. Fort Loramie, two games behind Rushi in the loss column in the SCAL standings.
Fort Loramie needs help. Somebody's got to beat Rushi, then Fort Loramie's got to knock off Rushi on Thursday in order to forge a tie for the SCAL championship. It is senior evening for baseball here at Fort Loramie. Seniors and parents of seniors are on the field during festivities at the moment, and we'll return with more from Fort Loramie. We'll repeat our starting lineups and set the Redskins defense for you when Newton comes to bat to start this game here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Hey, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com is F&M Bank, Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples. It's here to help you earn more with our newest checking account at F&M called Loyalty Rewards Checking. While other banks may value your loyalty, F&M is your local community bank that rewards you for being loyal. Visit an F&M branch or apply online and experience unlimited transactions, a free debit card, ATM fee refunds, and free online and mobile banking. Local offices in Jackson Center, Anna, Sydney, and Urbana. You'll experience hands-on open communication at F&M. Plus, loyalty reward checking earns you up to 5.55% APY on balances up to $25,000. That's loyalty rewards checking at F&M Bank. You just have to meet three loyal customer qualifiers. Don't wait. Open your new F&M Bank account today, locally, or at F&M Bank. Member FDIC, that's FM.bank on the web for F&M Bank, Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Meeting of the managers, Jeff Sanders and Jordan Kopp of Fort Loramie and Newton, respectively, at home plate with the two umpires. We have the playing of the national anthem upcoming and then the first pitch.
here for this game between Fort Loramie from the Shelby County Athletic League and Newton from the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Hey, the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing and tool resharpening, plus special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and various entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly, supporting the region's academic and athletic programs. First pitch upcoming, Rushi, or I should say Fort Loramie, and Newton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, it's our first trip to this fine Fort Loramie baseball complex this year. We've had one game rained out. Another was not played because Graham failed to make the trip here to Fort Loramie. We were set to cover that game on a beautiful night last week. It did not happen. So this is our first visit to the Fort Loramie baseball complex, and it's 320 down the left field line, 305 short porch in right to some big tall spruces and homes on a neighboring street. Scoreboard in right center, straightaway center field about 365. Gaps about 350 or so. American flag in center, left center, blowing in strongly. We've got a southwest breeze. Hopefully the storms stay away. A thin line went through the upper Miami Valley a couple hours ago. Big time rain hit Cincinnati. But up in this area, unscathed. And we've got a dry playing surface. It is in excellent condition. We'll return here on Thursday. Rushi and Fort Loramie play on Thursday night. First pitch at 5. Online at 4:25 on Thursday night for the game between Fort Loramie and Rushi. Tomorrow night, Minster St. Henry from the Wildcats Complex in downtown Minster should be a very good game. St. Henry having beaten Versailles here recently. And thus, Minster and Versailles are tied atop the Midwest Athletic Conference standings. Here is Sammy Gubo on the mound for Fort Loramie, the sophomore right-hander with a white number 12 on the back of his black shirt. Opens up with a pitch outside and low for a ball to start the game against Red Kofer, and then he buries a strike in at the knees on the inside half. Kofer, left-hand batter for Newton, is the starting pitcher for the Indians as the wind howls into her headset. There's a ball slashed on the ground, the deep short. It is Grudich for Fort Loramie surrounding it, makes a nice play, whips a throw to first to get Kofer by a stride.
Well, I tell you, he was getting down the line, and that was a nice throw by Grudich.
Yep, Grudich roamed into the hole. Ball was not hit real hard. He had time to get to it. Covered it up and shot a throw across the diamond to the Redskins' first baseman, Gabe Hart, for the out. This one's tapped even more softly to short, and Grudich in on the grass, mishandles. It's an error for the Fort Loramie shortstop.
That was much easier than the first one. He just lost his footing out there.
So Kofor, the first batter for Newton, out 6-3. And then Cole Alexander, the shortstop, safe on the E6. Here is Austin Tippy, the DH for the Newton Indians. He is among the top couple hitters in this lineup for Newton. Pushing 400 on the year. A lead of about 7 or 8 feet for Alexander at first. The pitch to Tippy, yes, outside part of the plate. Gubo gets a strike. Outfield, as you would expect for Fort Loramie on this extremely windy day, is in. Shallow. Up a little snug. Throw to first, runner back. Grudich in short, shading the bag for Fort Loramie. He's at double play depth. Hart holding on the runner at first for the Redskins. Here is the one strike pitch to the plate. Tippy swings, belts a hard line drive. Yes, it's a foot fair inside the line at third. It's covered up quickly in foul ground by the Redskins' left fielder. Good hustle by Thomas Hoing, holding Austin Tippy to a base knock. Two on, one out for Newton here in the top of the first inning. Perhaps if I back away a little bit from the press box opening, you won't hear the wind rustling in the headset quite as much. Here is Will Bowser, the catcher for Newton. Foul ball, out of play, behind home plate. Nothing in one on Bowser. Austin Tippy singles. DH for third baseman Bronson Van Kulin. Tippy on at first. Alexander safe on the error by Grudich. He's at second. One strike pitch to Bowser's upstairs. One and one. Again, the American flag beyond the fence in center left center field is blowing in stiffly from the southwest. Gubo into the stretch. Looks at his runner at second base. Leans into the pitch. It's upstairs. Ball two. Two and one. Two starting pitchers. Gubo for Fort Loramie. Kofor for Newton. As I mentioned in the pregame several minutes ago, each with ERAs around the 3.6 mark. Both pitchers pushing 20 innings. Strike one called, and it's two and one. Two balls and a strike on Bowser. My mistake, I missed a pitch.
Had a foul ball.
Scoreboard reads 2 and 2. Had a foul ball on the 2-0 pitch and then a called strike. Lob throw back to second. The runner steps in easily. 320 down the line and left. Very short porch to right. 305. Here is the hitter deep in the box. It's Bowser. The wind by Gubo, who just missed off the outside edge. He had some oomph on that throw to the plate. Just off the corner, count goes full. Big pitch here to Bowser, catcher for Newton. Runners at first and second, one down for the Indians. Top of the first, no score. Gubo into the stretch. There's a pitch around the letters, fouled high in the air, out of play over the screen. And it remains 3-2. Behind the bag, three or four steps at third for Fort Loramie is Roger Hoing. Grudich in short, shading second. Also shading second is Lucas Brandewey, second baseman. Swing and a foul to the screen. Runner on second was headed toward third with the pitch. Count remains 3-2. Gubo's racked up a fair amount of pitches already here in the top of the first frame. 3-2 offering here for Bowser, the catcher for Newton. There's a fastball. No, it might have been a slider. It caught the outside corner below the letters for strike three.
What a nice pitch.
Bowser hesitated at the plate. Some late snap on that pitch enabled it to catch the black of the outside edge. And the umpire behind the plate gave Sammy Gubo the benefit of the doubt. And the pitcher got a strike three called. Pitch number one to Brady Downing. The first baseman is low and in. A ball on him. Runners at first and second for Newton. Two away, top of the first inning. Gubo throws it upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. He's had several balls high, well out of the strike zone. Stretching is Gubo. He whips the pitch in there. Up around the letters, fouled over the screen. Two balls and a strike, 2-1. Newton has suffered just two losses on the year, 19-2 record. One set back to Brantford, and the other was to an out-of-state opponent. Stretching, pitching, Gubo, swing by the batter. Wow. He could not come up with it. Good, healthy cut there at the plate by Brady Downing. And the count is even up at 2-2.
I think that might have been the hardest pitch he's thrown so far.
Two on, two out. Newton, top of the first. Swing and a miss as Gubo got one down in the zone. The batter tried to dig it out of the low part of the strike zone and missed. Good comeback on the play by Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie. Good low slider. Got a strike three called, and here a strike three swinging. Two left on for Newton, no score, bottom of the first. Newton nothing, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Fort Loramie Redskins come to bat here in the bottom of the first inning, having lost four games on the season. That's it. Maverick Grudich, shortstop for Fort Loramie, steps in. He had a fine defensive play in the first. Also a boot on a short tapper. Here's a ground ball by Grudich toward second base. Second baseman hustles that way. Backhands, throws out at first base. Grudich retired. Nice effort by Carson Resides. Wears 22 in his back for Newton. Second baseman zipped off to his right. Got Grudich's grounder before it could speed on up the middle into center. One retired for Fort Loramie. Play goes from 4-3. Here's Roger Hoying, third baseman for Fort Loramie. 385 on the year by way of average for Hoying. A ball, then a foul ball out of play. It's 1-1 on him. Fort Loramie suffered a 5-3 loss to Rushi back on April 15th, was beaten by Anna 3 days later, 4-3. Lost to Indian Lake here in a weekend Fort Loramie Invitational, 2-0. And Fort Loramie was beaten by Coldwater this past Saturday, 6-5. 2-1 pitch, 3-1 now. That's low and away. 3-1 in Roger Hoing. And as I noted a few minutes ago, Newton suffered a loss in game number one while playing a series of four games down in Florida over spring break. Lost to a Catholic school out of the Chicago area, 10-0. Then beat Georgetown Day High School out of Virginia, 1-0. And beat two Florida high schools, 8-1 and 13-2. Here's a base on balls delivered to Roger Hoing, who's on first for Fort Loramie. And the opening pitch to Thomas Hoing is a strike. The left-hander Kofer fires one in on the outside corner. 0-1 on Kofer. He looks at first, deals to the plate, then bounces, gets away, and scrambling on down to second base without a throw is Roger Hoing. That's a wild pitch. Hoing at second for Fort Loramie. One down, bottom of the first. Kofer, the pitcher for Newton, 1-1 on Thomas Hoing. Fastball, yes, letters, outside part of the plate, a strike. So far, Chuck, I've liked this strike zone. It's very comfortable.
I've never seen anybody put their palm out, as they call a strike, but no, I like his strike zone.
A ball and two strikes, 1-2, pitch to the plate, tap to the mound to Kofer. Oh, the runner was hung up between second and third, but the pitcher for Newton decided to get the sure out at first, retiring Thomas Hoing.
Well, that's where you field that. You see him off of that. You run right at the runner. You don't throw a ball. You run right at him and make him go back to second base. Then you make the play at first.
A break for Fort Loramie. Roger Hoing was allowed to advance to third. Kofer had him dead to rights between second and third. He was hung out to dry, but neglected to go for the out there. Did retire Thomas Hoing at first. Levi Gebhardt takes a ball, 1-0 on him. Thomas Hoing was hitting 378, Gebhardt at about 260. And he is ahead in the count, 2-0, 2-0. Left-hander Kofer on the bump for the Newton Indians. He's into a stretch, wheels and deals. There's a ball skied along the right field line behind first. Right fielder right on the foul stripe on the dead run has it.
Nice play.
Well done. Well done by Ridge Gray. Boy, he came zooming in from medium depth right field and shouted for the ball. Told the second baseman, I've got it. And he grabbed it on the dead run. Looked like it was right above the foul line, about 30 or 40 feet behind the first base bag. Fort Loramie retired in the first. Redskins leave a runner. We played one, head to the second. Fort Loramie 0, Newton 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Newton comes calling here in the top of the second against the offerings of sophomore Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie. First batter swings and cracks a line drive on one bounce to Fort Loramie's left fielder. It is a base knock, a hit for Ty Schauer, the center fielder. He singles to left. Brady Wackler, the left fielder, steps in to hit. Second hit of this game for Newton, one in the first inning by D.H. Austin Tippy, a single. And here, Ty Schauer strokes a base knock into left. He's at first. Gubo stretching. Pitches now to Wackler. First offering, bunt up the first baseline, dies in the grass. Gubo quickly off the mound, throws to Hart at first. He leaps and spears it out at first base. Sacrifice is good as it goes 1-3.
Nice bunt. Made the pitcher field it on the first base side. Only choice was to get the runner at first.
Chuck, a lost art. Many high school teams still do bunt the ball quite a bit in an attempt to move runners and manufacture runs, but in the major league game, not so much in college, but in the major league game, it is
thing of the past.
Yes, it is. Runner at second. There's a bouncing ball to the plate to Ridge Gray, the right fielder, who made a good catch to retire Fort Laramie's last hitter in the first. We are in the second inning. No score. Newton batting. Newton nothing. Fort Laramie nothing. 1-0 on Gray. Runner at second. Pitch. Strike is on the outer half of the plate. 1-1, even up the count. A ball and a strike. Got two sophomore pitchers in this game today. Gubo for Fort Laramie. Kofer for Newton. Gubo throws. Batter attempts to bunt here for a base hit and fouls it to the near end of the Newton dugout. And behind in the count is Gray at 1-2. Carson resides, the second baseman, on deck. Here's a lead for Schauer down at second, who led off the second frame with a single. Gubo throws. That's good, hard, low pitch down around the shins, and golfing at it, missing, was Gray for strike three. Strikeout number three for Sammy Gubo. Carson resides, hits, the second baseman for Newton. Runner in scoring position. Newton's had a runner at second base in the first two innings. Here's a breaking ball. It's in for a strike, a big bender, and it froze resides. Nothing and one on Carson. Feet spread apart at the plate. Left foot well out toward the front edge of the box. There's a swing and a hard line drive. It is in the hole between third and short. Grudich couldn't get it. And Newton elects to send the runner. Throw to the plate. It gets away. Goes to the backstop. Batter runner hustling around first on down to second. Two out single. Left field for resides. It turns the order over for the top and Rhett Kofer. And Newton has drawn first blood, leading 1-0.
Boy, they had a shot aim at the plate, just not a very good cutoff throw.
Here is Kofer. Bats as he throws, left-handed. He grounded out to Grudich to start the game. Runner in scoring position resides, who went to second on the throw to the plate. Curveball to Kofer. It caught the outside black, and it's a strike. Gubo's fashioned a pretty good curveball here to the last few batters for Newton. Gubo throws again. Bouncing ball back up the middle. It is over second base into center. The runner for Newton from second advances home. Throw comes all the way to the plate, and the batter runner doesn't stop. He goes down to second and beats the throw there.
Boy, I tell you what, that was great base running that time.
Terrific base running by Newton. Underscore that, Chuck. You are so right.
Boy, center fielder, again, had a shot at him and threw it way up the line. A good throw to the plate. He's out.
Yep. Yeah, that ball was bouncing through the diamond, and the runner from second for Newton was about halfway between third and home. He was going to be out by 8 or 10 feet, but the throw was off the mark.
Yep.
New hitter Cole Alexander fouls out of play. And Newton's on the board twice here in the top of the second to lead 2-0. Four singles in this game for the Indians. Alexander, feet spread wide apart. swings from the right side. He was safe on the air by Grudich in the first. Curveball is lifted, a humpback liner to left center. Center fielder for Fort Loramie's on the gallop. Levi Gebhardt catches in the alley in left center to retire Newton in the second, not before the Indians tally twice. We go to the bottom of the second. Newton 2, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Fort Loramie Redskins have won 9 of their last 10 baseball games, but are on the short end here. 2-0 Newton, bottom of the second. Fort Loramie bats, and it is the starting pitcher in this game for Fort Loramie, Sammy Gubo, who throws right-handed, bats in the right-hand batter's box, looks at a strike on the outside corner from sophomore Rhett Kofer. There's a ball spanked on a line just to the left of the shortstop into center field. A base knock. Well done by Gubo. These two teams finding the gaps in the infield up the middle and between third and short. Base hit for Fort Loramie's Gubo. First safe hit of this game for the Redskins, who are down 2-0. And Gubo's off and running. Throw down to second base is a little short. Good jump of Gubo. Safe. He slides in.
Boy, there wasn't any doubt. He was off with the stretch.
So left-hander Rhett Kofer is ahead a strike on the Fort Loramie batter. Failed to check Gubo at first. And he scampered down to second with a steal. And the count is no balls, two strikes on Dylan Meyer, who fouls it away. Here is the windup and the pitch to the plate. And it is a strike three. One out for Fort Loramie here in the inning. Stepping in now for the Redskins is Lucas Brandewee, the second baseman. Brandewee hits Fort Loramie down 2. Runner in scoring position at second. Redskins left a runner at third in the bottom of the first, didn't score. Kofer, the left-hander, fires to the plate, and the ball is lifted to right center, a towering fly ball. Center fielder for Covington drifts that way. Wynn holds it up. Easy catch for Ty Schauer. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the inning. Brandewee out on the fly to right center.
That was hit pretty hard, but boy, when you hit it into that wind, it just holds it up.
Here is Gabe Hart, first baseman for Fort Loramie. Redskins need a two-out hit. Low and away for a ball, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. Runner at second for Fort Loramie, 2 away, bottom of the second. Newton leads 2-0. There's a pitch just missing off the outside edge. The height looked good, but by an inch or so, it was off the corner. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0. Hart golfs at that one, misses, strike one. Two balls and a strike on Gabe Hart. Brandewy, who flied to right center, previous hitter, was batting 379. There is a cut and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Hart. Fort Loramie with a runner in scoring position in each of the first two innings, trying to capitalize. There's a breaking pitch bouncing to the plate, gets away from the Newton catcher, and rolling on down to third easily goes Gubo for Fort Loramie. Two straight innings to start the game. Redskins have a runner reach third. Can Fort Loramie come up with the clutch two-out base knock? It's in the hands of Gabe Hart. 3-2 delivery. It is wide. Ball four. He's on. Catcher Will Hoying, right around 300 on the year. He steps in to hit. Runners at first and third. Let's see if Fort Loramie has something on here with Hart moving at first. It is windy at Fort Loramie. Breeze blowing in from the southwest. A good 20 miles an hour or better at times. Runners on the corners. Throw to first. Ooh, very close. Getting back in the nick of time was Gabe Hart.
Boy, he took an extra step after the he made the move, and he barely got back.
Kofer, the 5'9 left-hander for Newton, stretching, pitching very high, and it's a ball. 1-0 on Will Hoying. Perhaps a two-out gapper scores a pair of runs, including Hart at first. There's the ball, scooted along the right field line. It is fair. Inside the line by 7 or 8 feet and by the right fielder. There are the two runs, scoring on maybe what could be a triple. It is a two-out three-bagger for Will Hoying as he flared one to right, perfectly placed. And it got by the right fielder who took a poor route to the ball.
Yeah, he came up. He came on the wrong angle at the last second, stuck a hand up, and the ball was past him.
Yep, Ridge Gray angled himself in and toward the line. He should have faded back, perhaps, and the ball clearly went past him. He had to chase it down, and Will Hoying dashed all the way around to third to tie the game in the second inning for Fort Loramie with a two-out triple to right. And now a base knock here from the Redskins could put Fort Loramie in the lead. Maverick Grudich, who was out second baseman to first in the first inning, is hitting ahead in the count at 2-1 against Kofer. Runner at third for the Redskins. Go-ahead run. Grudich looks at that one up and away. Ball three, 3-1. Two-out damage by Fort Loramie to tie the game in the second. Kofer fires. Grudich looks at it off the plate outside above the letters for ball four. Don't think Kofer wanted much to do with Grudich.
No, he's really started to struggle with his control a little bit right now.
Here's Roger Hoying, who walked for Fort Loramie in the first.
Newton put a play on here. We'll see what they do in a first-third situation.
Yep, right on cue, as I was talking about an extra base hit and the fact that it could score two, Fort Loramie pulled it off. There's a low fastball to Roger Hoying, ball one. Kofer getting behind the hitters. Runners at first and third. Redskins have scored twice to tie at 2-2. There's the ball. Pasted back up the middle. Oh, it's off Kofer. It hits him. Rolls toward the second baseman. Second baseman charges. No play. Run scores from third. Batter runner safe at first. And advancing on down to second base is Grudich. Kofer up and at him, shaking it off.
Yep.
That ball was ticketed by Roger Hoying back through the box. It got a good piece of flesh of Kofer on the bump. He went down. Ball rolled away from him about a third of the way from the mound to first. Second baseman came in, gobbled it up. Fort Loramie scored a run. Batter runner safe at first. And here's Thomas Hoing with two on. There's a ball dribbled to short. And the shortstop, Alexander for Newton, has it. Flips onto the second baseman for the force. Resides, receives the lateral. Force out at second, but Fort Loramie takes the lead with a trio of runs with two out here in the second inning. We go to the third. Redskins 3, Indians 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, a big hit early in this game, a two-out triple by Will Hoing of Fort Loramie to score two. And then one batter later, a Roger Hoing base knock creates a third run, a three-run second inning. Big plays, big hits turned in by the Redskins. They were our Wisebridge plays early on here in this contest on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Wisebridge, a new underwriting sponsor here on Scores. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Two big Wisebridge plays, a couple of hits. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Austin Tippy, who singled for Newton in the first inning, hits to start the third. He fouls one off his foot at the plate after looking at a ball. 1-1 on Tippy with Fort Loramie leading 3-2. Sammy Gubo twists and fires. There's a jam shot foul outside of third, and the count goes to 1-2, 1-2 on Tippy. In just a moment, we'll highlight our Francis Schulze keys to this game. We thought there might be some runs scored. Two solid sophomore pitchers, but both teams have been pounding the baseball at the plate here of late. Gubo misses in. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Tippy, leading off for Newton here in the top of the third inning. 3-2 Fort Loramie. Long look in by Gubo. 2-2 delivery. High fastball fouled away, skied over the screen. Still a 2-2 count. Newton Indians have lost just once in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, that to Bradford. Six straight wins have been posted by the Indians in the last couple weeks. There's a low curve to Tippy. Good spot for it by Gubo. But the count goes full, 3-2. Tippy leading hitter in this Newton lineup at over 400. Feet spread well apart at the plate. 3-2 pitch is downstairs for ball four. Tippy aboard. Tippy the DH for third baseman Bronson Van Coolen. And now catcher Will Bowser, who struck out in the first inning for Newton. 3-2, Fort Loramie leads. Sun-drenched Fort Loramie Athletic Complex here at the moment. Some blue skies overhead. Wind blowing in stiffly from the southwest. Runner with a lead at first. Curveball, Gubo stayed up. And it's a ball and no strikes. 1-0. Bowser deep in the box for Newton. Into the stretch is Gubo. Looks at first and throws that way. Runner returned. up at third for Fort Loramie is Roger Hoying, thinking that maybe Newton might try a no-out bunt right here. Pitch to Bowser, swing over top of the curve. He didn't get a piece of it, and the count's a ball and a strike. Shading the right field line just a bit for Fort Loramie is the Redskins' right fielder, Aiden Bolin. There's a good pitch. Strike two called, 1-2. 1-2 on Bowser. Runner at first for Newton. No one out here in the top of the third. Both teams scored in the second. Newton twice and Fort Loramie three times. Gubo looks at first. Runner with a secondary lead. Breaking ball cut on. He whiffed for strike three.
Nice pitch.
Beautifully done by Sammy Gubo. The sophomore has racked up four strikeouts so far in this game. And one of the victims was Brady Downing to end the first inning. He's batting now. One on, one out for Newton here in the top of the third. These two teams have been ranked in the top 10 in the state in Division 4 all season long. There's a low curveball again. A cut over the top, a miss, a strike. Nothing in one on Downing. Fort Loramie, the 2 seed. Newton, the 3 seed in the Southwest District Super Sectional, Division 4. There's a towering fly ball to very short center field off the bat of the hitter Downing and walking in to make the play, the center fielder for Fort Loramie. It is Levi Gebhardt. That was just a can of corn for him. Routine out.
Boy, the wind held that up so much, he was almost in the infield when he made that catch.
Two down now for Newton in the top of the third. Leadoff runner got aboard. Tippy walked. Two have been retired in a row. And now Ty Schauer hits the center fielder, and he looks at a breaking pitch. It's a strike. Gubo in a groove right now. Nothing in one on Schauer, who led off the second in that two-run inning for Newton with a single. Let's see if the runner's going anytime soon. Foul, out of play over the screen, and Gubo is ahead. Nothing and two, and Ty Schauer of the Newton Indians. Deep at third, three or four steps behind the bag is Roger Hoying. Here comes that wind again, gusting in from left center. There's a pool cue shot off the end, fouled out of play beyond the dugout of Newton to the left. Nothing in two. The count remains 0-2 on Schauer. Runner at first for Newton, two away. Center fielder for Fort Loramie advances into left center per the direction of the Fort Loramie coaching staff. Breaking ball around the outside corner. It missed. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. 1-2 on Schauer. Stretching is Gubo. Whips a plate in, or whips a pitch in there, high and away off the plate. And it's even up at 2-2. Schauer, a left-hand batter. Signaled time momentarily. Now he's ready. Runner at first is Austin Tippy. Gets a lead. Ball three. And it goes full, 3-2. 3-2 on Schauer. Runner at first will be going. Two out. Tippy with a secondary lead. He's off and running. There's a high pop at the plate, and it's curling foul, out of play. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Schauer for Newton. A two-out double would no doubt score Tippy, who is running with this pitch. 3-2 delivery, bounce toward the mound. Gubo can't get it. Second baseman for Fort Loramie does. Oh, a heck of a play. Nicely done by Lucas Brandewee. He came charging from his second base position as the ball was tapped on a couple of hops just out of the reach of Gubo. Good fielding job by Brandewey for Fort Loramie. Out recorded at first. We go to the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie 3 and Newton 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams here tonight, we knew key building components would be offense. Two good pitchers on the mound. They are not the number one aces for sure for either club. Both teams have been hitting for robust averages the past couple of weeks, and it's been a good hitting start for each team. Fort Loramie countered Newton's two spot with a three in the second to lead by a score of 3-2 as the first batter for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the third inning. Fouls one to the right, ball sprayed, out of play, off the bat of Levi Gebhardt. 2-2 offering, fouled to the Newton dugout. Count remains. It's 0-2, my mistake. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Levi. Key building components, offense, and that's proved so true. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Count remains, nothing in two on the batter for Fort Loramie, Levi Gebhardt, who fouled a pitch away on the previous offering. And here's a low line drive, smacked to short on one bounce. Nice backhand play by the shortstop Alexander for Newton. And he fires a throw across the diamond to first to get the batter runner Brandewey for Fort Loramie. Or I should say Gebhardt. He's out 6-3. Ball was hit pretty well. Good play by Alexander, who doesn't play real deep at short. Medium depth for the new hitter, Fort Loramie pitcher Sammy Gubo. He swings and hits one hard to right field. Right fielder toward the line makes the catch. Well done by Ridge Gray. Good effort by the right fielder. He turned. We saw 13 on his back as Ridge Gray was running away from the diamond, and he hauled it in. Ball was tagged by Gubo, but he's out on the line drive fly ball to right. Nothing in one here on Dylan Meyer, who steps in for Fort Loramie. He's the DH, batting about 400 on the season. There's a curveball bounced to short. Alexander to his right. Nice backhand play. Guns one to first in time as he threw a strike to Downing. Three up, three down for Fort Loramie in the third. We go to the fourth. Fort Loramie 3, Newton 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Well, after five runs being scored in the second, each team out pretty quickly in the third. Only one batter to reach for either club in the third inning. A walk to Tippy for Newton. Fort Loramie went out in order. And now back on the mound is Sammy Gubo for the Redskins. 1-1 count on Brady Wackler to start the fourth. It's a 1-2 hopper to third. Redskins make the play. Nicely done. Throw to first. Out at first base. Wackler beaten by a step. Nice throw by Roger Hoyne. Great stretch at first by Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Hart did a good job. He had a stretch and backhand. That's not an easy play.
Here is Ridge Gray, right fielder for Newton, who made an outstanding play catching a fly ball line drive hit by Fort Loramie. That ended the previous inning. First pitch, ground ball to second. It's routine. Gobbled up by Brandewee. Shuffles it on to first for the out. Two gone for Newton here in the top of the fourth.
It certainly calmed down after that second inning.
And here's Carson Resides, second baseman for Newton. He singled and scored a run in the second inning for the Indians, who are down 3-2 here in the top of the fourth to Fort Loramie. Sammy Gubo, breaking pitch, grounded to short. That one also buried in the ground. Grudich, very routine. On the third hop, he's got it. Shoots a throw to first. Hart's on the receiving end. 1-2-3 for Newton here in the top of the fourth inning. Gubo's got the breaking ball working now. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie in the lead, 3-2 over Newton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and old children too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style and you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Redskins come batting here in the bottom of the fourth, and Brandewey, the second baseman, looks over a couple pitches down in the dirt. He's ahead in the count 2-0. Owner and stylist at Cutaway is Deb Gubo. Stylists include Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel. Ball 3-0 on Brandewey to start the bottom of the fourth for the Redskins, who lead it 3-2. Rhett Cofer fires a strike. That was a seed right down the middle, waist high. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. As the hitter for the Redskins looks at strike two called, it's 3-2. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Ball 4 low to the batter, Brandewey for the Redskins, and he's aboard to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, let's see what Gabe Hart might be up to here with a runner at first. Hart, the first baseman, about 230 on the year. Cofer, the left-hander, sophomore pitcher for Newton, throws to first, runner back. Third baseman Wee up in the grass for Newton. That's Bronson Van Coolen. Uh-oh, and the runner at first is picked off. Here is the throw to first, a flip on down to second, out, man retired. Goes down as an out, stealing, picked off is Lucas Brandewey of Fort Laramie. Good move by Cofer, who now will go to the windup with one away. He delivers to Gabe Hart, and it's outside off the corner, a ball and no strikes. So before a pitch had even been thrown to Hart, Brandewey may have tipped himself a little bit down at first. He was picked off.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the left-handy Cofer's got a nice little move to first base.
He swings into action, all fouled out of play right over the press box above our head between home and first. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Gabe Hart. Cofer, the left-hander, fires upstairs, eye level, 2-2, two balls, two strikes. Third baseman still sneaking in. That's wide off the plate, full count, 3-2. Cofer in jeopardy of putting a runner right back on base via the base on balls. And he does so. That one's well off the corner. And aboard is Hart, who essentially replaces Brandewey, who was picked off. Cofer's got a good move. I think the key, Chuck, and it's really tough to tell from first. We've got a good angle here from the press box. Does that right foot, that stride foot, does it go beyond that right angle dividing line between the rubber and straight to the first baseline? Does that stride foot go beyond that invisible line, or does it stay behind it? If it goes beyond it, he's got to make the pitch to the plate.
Correct.
And the count is a ball, a strike, 1-1. Although that's a strike called on the outside corner, and it's 0-2 on Will Hoing, catcher for Fort Laramie. Cofer throws that one out of the zone up above the letters, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Runner at first, Hart, one out for Fort Laramie. He's being a little cautious
after Brandon, who was picked off. And there's another foul, 1-2.
Yeah, it's hard to get a good lead after the guy in front of you got picked off by the lefty.
Yeah, you don't dare want to be pick off number two in the same inning. Hart inching off, pitch to the plate. It's down in the dirt, swing, and coming up empty is Hoing. Out on strikes, good breaking ball from Kofer, the sophomore left-hander for Newton. Two out for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fourth. And here's Maverick Grudich. He has bounced to second and walked. There's a ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman fields behind the bag. He gets to it late. Makes a late lateral to the shortstop covering. Not in time.
Nope, that should have been an easy play.
That goes down as an E4 error. Second baseman Newton. Carson resides, fumbled it, and by the time he made a little shovel pass off to the shortstop, Alexander, Hart had beaten the throw. Runners at first and second, two out for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fourth. Now the Redskins got a couple of two-out hits to plate three runs in the second. A triple by Will Hoing, a single by Roger Hoing. There's a ball lined hard down the left field line, hooking, foul. Boy, that was going to score a run, maybe two. It was ticketed for the corner. Plenty of foul ground down the left field line where a bullpen is located. Probably a good 50 feet or better of foul territory, maybe closer to 60. There's a ball chopped to third. And a nice play by the third baseman who gets the short hop and then wisely strides toward the third base bag, touches for the out. Nicely executed by Bronson Van Kulin, third baseman for Newton. He gets the third out there at the hot corner. And we played four here at Fort Loramie. Redskins don't score in the fourth. Fort Loramie continues to lead 3-2 over Newton. We go to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Thank you so much, J&J Brodigam in Sydney, your preferred underground plumbing specialist. We start the fifth, Newton batting, top of the order. Rhett Kofer, pitcher, left-hand batter, leads it off. He's grounded to short and singled, and he's heading the count 3-0. As Gubo whipped a couple breaking balls in there, they missed. And a fastball, it was off the plate too. 3-0 on Kofer. Gubo gets a strike at the knees down the middle. 3-1. Clouds overhead now as they have drifted in from the west. No threat of rain at the moment. That's off the plate inside. Kofer's walk. That's the tying run aboard for Newton here in the top of the fifth inning. Base on balls issued by Gubo. And that's the second walk he's allowed in this contest. 3-2 game, Fort Loramie in the lead. Three runs, three hits, Fort Loramie, an error. Two runs, four hits, an error for Newton. And we got a pinch runner here for the Indians down at first base. It's Evanston Hemphill on to run for Kofor as the Newton pitcher gets a respite. He heads back toward the dugout. A little bit of a limp in his gait. He was hit on the lower leg with a line shot in a previous inning by a Fort Loramie's ball drilled back up the middle.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark. That hit him hard.
First pitch to the new hitter, Alexander, is upstairs. No, it's on the letters for a strike. Guba throws to first, and the pinch runner is back, Hemphill. One on, none out for Newton. Top of the fifth inning, Fort Loramie 3, Newton 2. One strike to count. Sammy Guba on the bump for Fort Loramie. Throws to first. Cole Alexander safe on a Grudich error at short and a fly out to center in two at-bats for Newton. Guba looking at first. Curveball swing and a miss.
Boy, he was way out in front of that one.
Excellent bite on that breaking ball from the pitcher, Guba. Nothing in two. He needs a strikeout right here. Cole Alexander, one of the leading hitters in this Newton lineup. Feet spread wide apart. There's a handle hit foul down the right field line, out of play. And it remains 0-2. Nothing in two on Cole Alexander, right-hand batting shortstop for the Newton Indians. Roger Hoying, a step behind the bag at third. Guba looks at first at Hemphill. There's a high one, and it's 1-2. The ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Alexander. Tying run at first for Newton, top of the fifth. Stretching is the pitcher, Guba. Curveball delivered, grounded to Grudich at short. Flips on to second for one. Relay to first, takes the first baseman hard off the bag. It was going to be close. Runner safe at first. It's a force out. 6-4. Grudich to the second baseman, Brandewy, for Fort Loramie.
Good stop by Hart there at first base, or that would have had a runner on second anyway.
Yep, that throw was well wide of first. He made a backhand block of the relay throw that was in the dirt. Here's a ball to the new hitter, Austin Tippy, leading batter in this Newton lineup. 400-plus.
Looks like a baseball player, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's singled and walked. Stands about 6'3 or so. There's a ball fisted foul, out of play, over our heads. Press box alongside first. A ball, a strike, 1-1, one out. Runner at first. Good wheels, Cole Alexander. And boy, he was getting a secondary lead. Guba sensed it on the mound for Fort Loramie and pitched a throw to first, driving the runner back. 1-1 count, one out, one on. Newton, down a run. There's a low two-seamer, and it's a ball, or I should say two balls and a strike. 2-1 on Tippy. Don't want to fall behind 3-1 on this very good Newton hitter. Alexander with a lead at first base. Guba pitches. Tippy swings. Skies one to short left center. Left fielder, center fielder converge for Fort Loramie. It's caught out there by Thomas Hoying. Ball was hit on the barrel, but a little too much loft, and with the wind blowing in, it was a very routine out.
Yeah, if you don't hit it right on the line tonight, if you get it up in this wind, it's not going to go very far.
So Tippy, the DH, batting for third baseman Van Kulin, is retired. And here's Will Bowser, one on, two out now for Newton. Oh, what a breaking pitch by Guba. That had some sink on it, some late drop. And the batter couldn't reach it, and he's down a strike. Throw to first, a little closer, runner back. I've got to believe Jordan Kopp, head coach Newton, is going to be sending Alexander on the next pitcher, too. Count, no balls and a strike, nothing in one on Bowser. There's a ground ball to short. It is Krutich to his left. Oh, a diving stop. Throw to second.
Wow.
Yes, out. What a force.
My goodness.
Krutich on his knees. Deep shortstop for Fort Loramie. Speared that ball in the hole and prone to the ground. He threw a knee-high bullet to the second baseman for Fort Loramie. Covering the bag. Nicely done by Lucas Brandewey on the receiving end. The play goes 6-4. Bowser retired to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Redskins still lead 3-2 over the Newton Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It is 3-2. Fort Loramie leads. Bottom of five coming up. And both starting pitchers still on the mound in this game. Each has picked up steam. Kofor for Newton, and for Fort Loramie, Gubo. Rocky second innings. Gubo gave up two. Kofor gave up three. That's where we stand. 3-2 Fort Loramie. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here come the Redskins. And stepping in to hit is Thomas Hoing. Here's the first pitch. Ball bounced. 1-2 hops to shortstop. It's Alexander fielding head high, glove up, and he rifles a throw onto his first baseman to get the first out here in the Fort Loramie fifth.
Well, that's what they call a room service bounce to him. Just shoulder high, just got it, threw him out by three steps.
Here's Levi Gebhardt stepping in for the Redskins. First pitch to Gebhardt, fouled off, and it's a strike on Gebhardt. Center fielder for Fort Loramie. He's been active in the outfield. Slow breaking ball, nubbed to third. In the grass, the third baseman for Newton makes the play. It is well done by Van Kulin, who throws a strike chest high to his first baseman Downing. And Gebhardt is also retired for Fort Loramie. Two up, two down, bottom of the fifth. Game has moved along quickly since the second inning. Breaking pitches for both hurlers, Chuck, inducing ground balls here in the last a few frames.
Yeah, they're both pitchers, for not being their number one studs on the roster, are throwing really well.
The ball and no strikes to Gubo, who hits a pretty hard ground ball to the third baseman. He's got it. He pinched it against his chest, then bounced to throw to first. Nice play by the Newton first baseman Downing, who makes the scoop to retire Gubo. A very hasty fifth inning. We go to the sixth, Fort Loramie 3, Newton 2, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
That's Sammy Gubo, sophomore pitcher for Fort Loramie, confronts the fifth, sixth, and seventh batters in the Newton order here in the top of the sixth, with Fort Loramie clinging to a 3-2 edge. Here is Brady Downing, who finished the previous half inning with a good defensive play at first on a throw, and he chops on one bounce to third. And it's routine once again for Roger Hoying.
Well, first pitch hitting both teams, and they're grounding a lot of balls to the fielders.
Hoying to Gabe Hart. One pitch, one out for Newton in the top of the sixth. And here is Ty Schauer, who singled and bounced to second for Newton. He looks at a Gubo first pitch curve on the outside corner for a strike. Both teams have played pretty good defense. Most all the routine plays being made, and some very tough ones, too. Look like an attempted bunt, and not making contact is Schauer, who's down nothing and two against Gubo. Oh, you talk about a couple of starting pitchers, Chuck, who've gained momentum since that second inning. Wow, they've been sharp. Here's the windup, the pitch by Gubo, flared over the head of Grudich into short left for a base knock. Second single of this game for Schauer. He's got good speed. He's on at first. And here's Brady Wackler, left fielder for Newton. He has been out on a ball tapped to the mound, also a grounder to third. Schauer with a lead at first. A one-run game. Fort Loramie in front. Stretching is Gubo. There's a bluff attempt to steal by the runner at first. The pitch misses the strike zone. It's a ball. 1-0 on Wackler. Outfield is up. Trying to prevent that shallow single. Wind blowing in. Nobody a real threat to hit one 300 feet here today. We got wind gusting in 20-25 miles an hour here at Fort Loramie. Here's the windup. No, the pitch to first, and the runner is back. Two ball count here on Wackler. 2-0 pitch, a good pitch to run on because hitter may see a strike, could put it in play. Only risk is a line drive. There's a low breaking ball by Gubo. And it's 3-0. Well, a first pitch out to start the sixth. And then a single sprayed to left center. And here's a ball four to Wackler. Two on for Newton. One out, top of the sixth inning. Eighth and ninth hitters in the lineup come calling against Gubo. It is right fielder Ridge Gray. He struck out and grounded out to second in this game for Newton. Two runners on. Middle of the diamond, double play depth. Right fielder for Fort Loramie pulled toward the line against this left-hand batter, Ridge Gray, who looked over a pitch outside for a ball, and Jeff Sanders Coach for the Redskins takes a stroll to the mound. A ball, no strikes. That's the count. Two on for Newton, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's the truth. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty. Now 15% off. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his store. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. We make buying hardware easy. Gubo throws. It is in the dirt inside. Caught the shoe of the batter. Hit batsman. Ridge Gray tagged on the shoe top. Low inside delivery from Gubo. And now head coach Jeff Sanders back to the mound again for a change. One out for Newton here in the top of the sixth inning. And the bases are jammed. One away, Indians. Fort Loramie leads 3-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Gabe Hart, first baseman for Fort Loramie, is on the bump in relief of Sammy Gubo. Berger off the bench is at first base now for the Redskins. Gubo, I think, went out to right field, I believe.
I think so.
Thought I saw him jaunt that way. Here is the situation. Fort Loramie leads Newton 3-2, top of the sixth inning. Indians have loaded the bases on a single, a walk, and a hit batsman after one out. Bases full. Carson resides. Second baseman for Newton steps in. He's singled and grounded to short. Infield shallow for Fort Loramie. Medium depth in the outfield. Redskins would love to get a force out at the plate or a strikeout here. Resides, bats from the right side. Hart winds, deals, fastball, handle hit, foul, out of play over the press box. Nothing and one on Resides. Gubo hugging the line in right for Fort Loramie. That was a late swing by Resides, and that first pitch by Hart. Oh, there's a breaking ball. Oh, that was nasty.
Yeah, boy. Woo! That's the pitch that made me go run track.
That was a filthy breaker by Hart. And the hitter was frozen. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Nothing and two and Resides. Maybe same pitch outside.
Oh.
Fouled away, and it's still 0-2 on Resides. Nothing and two. Well, the last thing you want here is a wild pitch or a pass ball. So it's incumbent upon Hart to throw a catchable pitch to his battery mate. There's a curveball in the dirt. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First base occupied. Less than two out. That's an automatic strikeout. Even though the ball was down on the ground, Hart gets the big K. Coming in relief, and he hangs a second out on the board. Bases still loaded for Newton. Top of the sixth, 3-2 Fort Loramie. And here's Rhett Kofer He swings. There's a high sky ball middle of the diamond. Grudich to the mound. The shortstop for Fort Loramie makes a lunging catch as he goes to the turf. He was on the back edge of the dirt. Nearly stumbled on the mound. Went down to a knee, braced himself. The wind kept blowing that ball in toward the first base line. Fine catch by the shortstop, Grudich, who called it and tracked it all the way. We go to the bottom of the sixth, Fort Loramie 3, Newton 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, Gabe Hart to the rescue for Fort Loramie there in the top of the sixth against Newton as he gets a strikeout and a pop-up in the middle of the diamond, and Fort Loramie comes away unscathed, still leading 3-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Left-hander sophomore Rhett Kofer still on the mound for Newton. He's pitched very well, gave up a three spot in the second. He has been on ever since. D.H. Dylan Meyer hitting now for Fort Loramie, and he lifts one in the air, foul, curling beyond first, out of play. A ball, a strike, 1-1. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. Repaired broken pallets long ago for just one single customer back in 1986. Today, four decades later, 200 businesses on board with A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. There's a pitch missing off the outside corner. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on the hitter for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the sixth. There's a low outside 3-1 pitch. I mistakenly read the scoreboard. That was a 3-1 offering to Dylan Meyer, and he's aboard. He gets a base on balls. Let's see if Fort Loramie's playing for an insurance run here.
Well, they're going to run for him.
And let's see if the Redskins have the bunt in order. That's a Berger running down at first base, I think. Berger running at first. And the hitter stepping in for Fort Loramie is Lucas Brandewee. One on, none out. Redskins, bottom of the sixth. 3-2, Fort Loramie leads. As I was saying, A&M Pallet in Rushi today serves 200 businesses. We specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids and give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook at A&M Pallet or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. It's a strike, a bunt attempt, a miss by the hitter for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the sixth. No out, a runner on board at first. Redskins lead 3-2. 3-2 lead Fort Loramie. Pitch batter Brock McCumber is in the box, swinging from the right side for Fort Loramie. He tries to bunt a second time and can't connect. He's down, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on McCumber. Runner at first for Fort Loramie. Berger, pinch running. Throw to McCumber way high, and it's one and two. Boy, an add-on run here would be mighty big. Newton has three outs to play with in the seventh.
And they're at the top of the order, right? Two, three, four, I think.
Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate. It's low, it bounces, and a good maneuver behind the plate by Will Bowser, who blocked that ball, kept it in front. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on McCumber. Lead at first for Berger. There's a pickoff move. Berger gets back. Kofor had me fooled, that's for sure. No one out, 2-2 count on McCumber. And he's bunting with two strikes and fouls to the screen. He's out. That'll bring up Gabe Hart. And Gabe did a stellar job in relief there in the top of the sixth inning. He got a strikeout, induced a pop-up in the middle of the infield with the bases full. And the Redskins got out of a jam. Indians did not score. Runner at first, one away. Swing, Hart drives one left field. Left fielder started back, came in, and catches the liner knee-high. Snared out there by Brady Wackler for Newton. Ball was spanked on the nose, but with the wind blowing in, no chance.
That was right at him, too. He didn't have to really take more than two steps.
Two away on the liner to left off the bat of Hart. The wind caused that ball to sink, and two are retired. Throw to first, Berger back. Will Hoing, the batter, runner at first, two out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the sixth. It'll be Cole Alexander, Austin Tippy, Will Bowser in the seventh for Newton. Third baseman up, throw to first, runner back. Newton infield taking no chances. Third baseman for Newton. Van Coolen is playing up in the grass, and the count is a ball and no strikes, one and nothing on the hitter Will Hoing for Fort Loramie. Into the stretch, Kofor. Here's the delivery, foul to the screen, and it's a ball, a strike, one and one. Sky's a little darker way off to the west, overcast above. Wind blowing in from the south. Blowing in more directly from left field now than center as it was earlier. Here is a throw to first, runner back. Kofor with a pickoff earlier in this game. He's got a tricky move. Coach Sanders down at third, flashing the signals. One ball, one strike count, one and one, and Will Hoing. Here's the delivery, just a mite low, and it's two and one, two balls and a strike. Two and one on Hoing. Lead by Berger at first. Let's see if he's moving on this pitch. It's got to be a strike. Foul to the screen as Kofor fired one in the middle. And it was struck off the backstop, and it's two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Hoing. Third baseman still at the edge of the grass for Newton. Pickoff throw to first. Berger steps back in. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie with a one-run lead. 3-2. Stepping out of the box momentarily is Hoing to communicate with Sanders at third. There's a steal. The pitch of the plate is a ball. It missed the outside edge. Count goes to 3-2, both catcher and pitcher for Newton. Thought it was strike three called.
If they would have called strike three, I don't think anybody would have complained.
Nope. Umpire shrugged his shoulders and did not give Newton the benefit of the doubt. There's a good low two-seamer. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Good cut, but Will Hoing, he could not connect. Well, we played six full. Fort Loramie still hangs on, leading Newton 3-2. Top of the seventh upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
It is the last chance for Newton here in the top of the seventh inning. Fort Loramie in front 3-2. Gabe Hart in relief of Sammy Gubo on the bump for the Redskins. It is a ball and a strike. He threw a ball, then fired one down the center, waist high, to the hitter Cole Alexander for Newton. Shortstop has been safe on an error, fly to center, and bounced into a force, and he's ahead in the count at 2-1. 3-2, Fort Loramie lead, top of the seventh frame. Hart gets the sign from his catcher, Will Hoing, wheels and deals. And there's a ball placed out into right field. Gubo staggered in and gloved it for the out. The wind was playing tricks with that ball. It might have been knuckling toward him.
I'll tell you what, it's a tough night to be an outfielder.
But Gubo fouled it nicely, stayed right on the ball. It could have been wavering a little bit. And a nice play by Gubo to retire Alexander. One away for Newton, top of the seventh. And here is Austin Tippy, check swing strike. A good heater from Hart. Well, you can tell Hart likes this closing roll here today. He winds and deals to Tippy. There's a curveball line to Gubo in right field. Oh, he misplays it. It gets beyond him over his head. Tippy will stroll into second base. Oh, he's going to turn and try to go to third. The throw's got him beat by 10 feet. He's a dead duck.
Boy, I'll tell you what, terrible base running, and it's got to be on the coach. There is no way you get the out at third base, the second out, when you're down a run.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't even close.
The wind was not blowing quite as hard on that shot to right off the bat of Tippy, leading hitter on the year for Newton. Gubo took a step in, and that was enough to allow that ball to soar over his head. He recovered it quickly, and we could tell Tippy was just touching second base as Gubo was rifling that ball back to the diamond.
A great throw and a good cutoff. It was perfect relay.
And Tippy was nailed by one, every bit of 10 feet, Chuck.
Oh, easy.
Two down for Newton here in the top of the seventh inning, and two strikes are called. Boy, that was a breaking ball from Hart in and over, just above the knees, to Bowser. Newton might be down to its last pitch. 3-2 lead Fort Loramie. And Hart strikes him out, and the game has ended. Three out for Newton here in the top of the seventh inning. They get a double. Tippy, the batter runner, nailed it third. Fort Loramie's defensive play stems the tide. And Newton is out in the seventh. 3 runs, 3 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. 2 runs, 6 hits, an error for Newton. We'll return in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Fort Loramie Redskins defeat the Newton Indians 3-2 here today at Fort Loramie. 3 runs, 3 hits, an error for the Redskins. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Indians. Excellent job in relief by Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie. He got the last 5 outs, albeit one was a double that was stretched into a triple, but an out at third was recorded by Fort Loramie's defense to get Hart out of trouble in the seventh inning. Hart got the Redskins out of trouble in the sixth when he came on with the bases full. In relief of Sammy Gubo, the sophomore threw well. Hart got 2 outs with the bases clogged in the sixth. He got a strikeout, an infield pop out to save the day. Hart certainly a star of the game in relief. Gubo, excellent starting performance from him. The sophomore pitched very well. How about Will Hoying with a 2-out triple in the second to drive in a pair? And then Roger Hoying, 2 batters later, with a single, which drove in the third run. That proved to be the decisive run. Rhett Kofer, a 3-hitter and got beat. he pitched extremely well for Newton, allowed only 3 hits in this game, and got beat as the wind continues to blow here at Fort Loramie. Those young men are our stars of this game. Brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And
What's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the Topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Got the big defensive play in this game. Came in the top of the seventh inning when a tippy double to right was turned into an out at third. The battle runner for Newton attempted to stretch it into three. He was in scoring position at second, and he was gunned down. Fine relay before Lormie, and the batter runner Tippy nailed by a good 10 feet at third base, and Hart breezed, getting the other 1, 2, 3, 4 outs. He threw an inning and two-thirds in relief of sophomore Sammy Gubo, who pitched well for Fort Lormie. And how about Rhett Kofor for Newton, a three-hitter, and you lose the ball game.
Yeah, he pitched really well. Yeah. About two sophomores out there, and they did a nice job. They, that second inning, 3-2 after that, no more runs. So, I mean, no, it was a well-pitched game, a tough game to play the outfield with all this wind.
Yep.
But, no, that was fun. That's my second time seeing Lormie this time of year. I saw him over at Rushi, so that's a good baseball team.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Well, Fort Lormie, by way of record, advances now to 19-4 on the year. Redskins 19-4. Newton now 19-3. Newton's next game is on the road at Dixie on Thursday, and Fort Lormie plays on Thursday against Rushi. Redskins have Minster on the road on Friday night. Depending on how the rest of the week goes for us, we might very well call that game as well on Friday evening. Fort Lormie is at Minster on Friday, home here against Rushi on Thursday. Again, Fort Loramie now 19-4. Newton 19-3. These two teams evenly matched. That's the way it played out, 3-2. Next broadcast tomorrow night from Minster. St. Henry at Minster in a crucial Midwest Athletic Conference game. Minster and Versailles neck and neck, all tied up in the MAC standings in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that should be a fun one. St. Henry has a really good baseball team, and we've seen Minster, so yeah, that should be fun.
Thanks to our online audience who stuck with us today. No rain, a lot of rain down south at Cincinnati, but it slid through north of I-70 with just a thin line of hard showers, nothing here in Fort Loramie. We played baseball. Glad we did. It was a lot of fun. Fine contest. Won by Fort Loramie over Newton, 3-2. Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks so much to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow night, airtime 425 for Minster. Jack Kramer saying good evening to all of you. Once more, final score, 3-2, Fort Loramie over Newton.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.